The United States will begin denying visas and residency permits to foreign nationals who post social media content considered anti-Semitic, the Department of Homeland Security announced Wednesday. Under the policy, content showing support for groups the U.S. classifies as terrorist organizations, including Hamas, Hezbollah, and Yemen's Houthi rebels, will be treated as grounds for visa denial or revocation. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has made it clear that anyone who thinks they can come to America and hide behind the First Amendment to advocate for anti-Semitic violence and terrorism, think again. You are not welcome here, said Department spokeswoman Tricia McLaughlin. The policy applies to student visas, green card applications, and other immigration benefits. It takes immediate effect. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said it will consider social media content that indicates an alien endorsing, espousing, promoting or supporting anti-Semitic terrorism, anti-Semitic terrorist organizations or other anti-Semitic activity as a negative factor. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said in March that visas for some 300 individuals had been revoked, and that such actions are now occurring on a daily basis. Non-U.S. citizens do not have the same rights as Americans, Rubio said. It is at my discretion, not that of judges, to issue or deny visas. Some of those stripped of visas deny expressing hatred toward Jews, with several saying they were merely present at protest sites. One of the most high-profile cases involves Mahmoud Khalil, a U.S. permanent resident and activist who led demonstrations at Columbia University. He has since been transferred to Louisiana for deportation proceedings. The administration has also withdrawn millions of dollars in federal funding from universities accused of failing to curb anti-Semitism during pro-Palestinian demonstrations linked to the Gaza conflict.